Welcome back to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller, and today I'm going to channel in the 2026 energy update. This is going to include the themes, the energy, the shifts that you can expect to experience for all of 2026. I've done several of these yearly updates. I do an energy update every month and I have for the last several years. And this is, I don't know, maybe my third or my fourth yearly energy update. And I have to say, this one is quite different from the past ones. It's big. It is kind of crazy. It's more nuanced. Yeah, I've received some information about it already. So we're going to roll with that. And I'm going to channel in whatever else comes through. I'm really excited to put this out there in the world. Every year, the yearly energy updates are the most downloaded. And this one, I think, is going to hit that mark as well. So let's dive in. First of all, I just want to touch on the numerology of the year. So last year, 2025, was a 9 year. And a 9 year is really about completion. It's about shedding. It's about transformation. This year, 2026, is a 1 year in numerology. So there are new starts, new directions, creative visions. 1 years often require a lot of courage. Yeah, new shifts and new paradigms in this 1 year, like new. Then we shift into tarot. So the card for the year is Wheel of Fortune. This is the main card of the year. And Wheel of Fortune is, again, about big shifts, destiny, twists and turns, karmic cycles. Then we look at the Chinese zodiac, and 2025 was the year of the wood snake. 2026 is the year of fire horse. So there's a lot of intensity, fast movement, passion, bold energy, again, like a lot of shifts. And then this year, when it comes to astrology, we're going to be moving into more fire, like a lot of fire signs. So first of all, we have Neptune moving into Aries. Aries is a fire sign. We also have Jupiter moving into Leo over the summer of 2026. All of these things together, moving from a 9 to a 1, the wood snake to a fire horse, the Wheel of Fortune, astrology, more fire. There's going to be a lot of shifts. A lot of big, powerful, bold energy, new paradigm shifts. That's where we're headed. This is the year to make bold moves. It's the year to be bold. When I tap into the energy of 2026, something that I love to do is I love to, at the top of these yearly energy update episodes, I like to just describe to you what I'm feeling in terms of the energy. And I usually give you some sort of a metaphor. And if you go back to like the 2023, 2024, 2025 yearly energy updates, you'll see how I describe those years at the beginning of the episodes. This year, 2026, I'm seeing a firecracker. Like, I'm seeing fireworks. Yeah, not so much like the actual firecracker, but a firework, like a firework in the sky, just like this explosion in the sky. Interestingly, I'm just kind of seeing one. It's just like this one big explosion. And when I say explosion, I just want to emphasize, like, what I'm seeing is a firework. I don't know if you can say that. Usually when people talk about fireworks, I hear it plural, like fireworks. But yeah, I'm just seeing one enormous firework in the sky. So that's the overall energy. It's just this like, boom, like it's a lot of energy and it's explosive. And it's, how do I say this? It's like fire starter. It's kind of like a fire starter energy. And it's big, it's bold, it's new, it can almost be surprising. And we're going to feel that in so many ways. We're going to feel it collectively out in the world, but we're also going to feel it in our personal lives. Now, the overall theme of 2026, and this is going to land with different people in different ways, just like words mean different things to different people. But the theme that I'm getting is spiritual rebirth. So 2026 is really this opportunity to remove all that ails you, remove health issues, beliefs that are limiting you, whatever is making you feel like you're not living heaven on earth. This is a sacred time warp to change these lies, that you're believing and step into truth that life is what you make of it and you really can create heaven on earth. And this is where it starts to get so interesting and nuanced. Again, I've never had an energy update like this. And I had to sit with this for many, many days once I started receiving the information because I was like, this feels complicated. Does it have to be this complicated? But it's not really that complicated. I think I just like wanted something more simple. But okay, let me just get into it. Before I get into the themes, which are going to tie into this, I want to just lay the groundwork. The thing that I'm really getting for 2026 is there's going to be this enormous shift where it's literally like two people that are next door neighbors are living on two different planets. Because one person is going to have done the inner work, they're going to realize that all of their own suffering is because of what they're believing about the world. They're going to realize that joy is an inside job, and that as long as they have like the tools and the know-how, they can always access that joy. And that person is going to believe that heaven can actually exist on earth, and that the only thing that limits them is themselves, and that they can create, do, be anything. And so that person is going to be so excited about life and is going to be creating things. It's going to be full of inspiration. It's going to be consistently doing inner work to remove their own self-imposed limitations. The person next door is going to not be living life like that. They're going to believe that life is happening at them, not through them. Life is happening at them, not through them. They're going to believe that they're not the source of life. They're not the source of what's happening to them. They're going to be in this just defensive energy of life is always just happening at me. Things aren't going my way. They are somebody that has likely not done inner work. When I say inner work, I just want to caveat that I'm talking beyond therapy. Because a lot of people will do, like I did therapy for like 15, 20 years and no one told me about self-limiting beliefs. It was like I was just managing in therapy this life that was happening to me. I was managing my suffering. I was managing my anxiety. And it was helping me because I maybe wasn't suffering quite as much as if I didn't have therapy, but it wasn't helping me change my reality. So just going to therapy actually isn't going to help you really change your reality. And I say that really lovingly because I did that for 20 years. You have to understand what self-limiting beliefs are and have a pathway and tools to change your self-limiting beliefs. And honestly, you really need a foundation of understanding of what manifestation is. And once you have those two things, you can actually start to change your reality. And then you realize that life is happening through you, that everything that happens to you is a result of the universe mirroring back to you what you believe about yourself and your own self-worth. And that gives you a sense of power and control to actually now change your reality, to manifest the reality that you want. And this is when people shift from victim to creator. So you have two people living next door. One person is living with creator mentality. They're living with an abundance mindset. They're living with a growth mindset. They understand that they can change their reality. They understand the laws of manifestation. And then the person next door feels like they're a victim of their reality, feels like life is happening to them, not through them or for them, feels like things are always really hard, most likely have a scarcity mindset, a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Those two people are living on the same street, in similar homes, on the same planet, but they're living two totally different lives. They couldn't be more different. One person feels like they're living heaven on earth. One person feels like they're living hell on earth. One person is watching the news, getting caught up in these spirals, talking to all their friends about how fucking terrible the state of their planet is. The other person is looking for creative solutions, is out there doing things in the world to make the world better, really believes that things can change, is feeling lit up, alive, manifesting, full of joy. In 2026, the sense that I'm getting is like those two polarities are going to be heightened. So if you're feeling like you are living heaven on earth in 2026, you're going to have this firework, this explosion where you're going to feel even more like you're living heaven on earth, and you're going to have more firepower to create heaven on earth. If you're in the other house and you're feeling like you're living hell on earth and everything is just in such a state of disarray and the planet's so fucked and, you know, you're just always talking about how everything's so fucked and you really feel like you're kind of living hell on earth and everything is such a struggle, you're going to feel more that way. And this is where, like, I was like, that feels like a bummer. I don't really want to share that message. But it feels so important to share because, first of all, it's truth. And second of all, you have a choice and you can change that at any time. And if we don't acknowledge where we're at and we don't acknowledge, like, yeah, I feel like I'm living hell on earth and it's just getting worse in 2026, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you start changing things. And that's just the way it is. Like, I hit a rock bottom before I started changing things. And almost all of my clients do. It's just the way it is. I mean, it's not always the way it is. Once you get to a certain point of transformation, you realize you don't have to hit those rock bottoms before you change something. But a lot of times, if you're living in that house of victim mentality and you're suffering and you're living hell on earth, you do have to hit a rock bottom because you don't know any other way and you're really stuck in your patterns and you think you know everything. And that's another nuance I just want to bring forward here, is that the person that's living in the house of heaven on earth, when they talk to the person that's living hell on earth, they know that that person, I'm just going to say it, is less evolved. Yeah, there are levels of evolution of our consciousness. Some people are more consciously evolved and aware than other people. Some people in the spiritual community don't like to say that. I mean, yeah, and from a non-dual perspective, we're all God, we're all everything, we're all source. That doesn't matter. But from a dual perspective, from a 3D perspective, there are levels of consciousness. And you cannot see above the level that you are at, which means that everyone that's living hell on earth, they don't know that there's another way. In fact, what I found, because this used to be me, is they already think they know everything. And a lot of times if they talk to someone that's living heaven on earth, they, number one, maybe don't even catch it. Like, they don't even understand that that person's actually happy. Number two, if they think that this person's happy, they think that this person's ignorant or naive or unaware of the state of affairs of the world or selfish. Like, they have all these things as to why that person shouldn't be happy. And with their sense of kind of intellectual superiority, they think that person's wrong. Now, the person that is a higher level of consciousness that's living heaven on earth, they're going to talk to someone that's living hell on earth, and they're just going to know within like literally 30 seconds that that person is asleep, that that person hasn't done work, that that person is in victim mentality. And when you understand that, you also know that they don't know what you know. And so it's like those two people are speaking a different language. This happens to me all the time. I talk to people, new clients that haven't done the work yet, or family members, or old acquaintances or friends. And as I'm talking to them, I feel, I sense, I hear the difference in how they're living versus how I'm living. And I recognize it because I used to be there. And it's literally like we're living on two different planets. They don't know that, but I do. Because when you transcend the levels of consciousness, you can look back and you can see the levels of consciousness that you transcended. You can spot where people are at and you know that they're on a lower level than you. But you can't see beyond your level of consciousness. I found that once I hit a certain level of consciousness that was higher and higher and higher, I can sense now, like when people are more than evolved than me in certain ways, I can feel it in my body. It's like a resonance. It may not be clear in my mind, but I can feel it in my body. So I do think that at some point, as you ascend the levels of consciousness, you do get a sense of like, oh, this person's probably more evolved than me. Like they have something I don't. They're at a higher frequency. They seem to have more joy. They seem to have more light. But when you're at the lower levels, it doesn't occur to you. I mean, I had no idea. Like when I was at a lower level, I had no idea that I was in victim mentality. I didn't even know what that was. And if someone had asked me, are you in victim mentality? I would have been like, no. Because you don't know, right? You don't know. And so much love for that. Again, hello, I was there. So the big shift that's happening in 2026 is like we've already been living in a world where this exists, where two different people, like maybe next door neighbors, are living in two different totally realities. But in 2026, it's going to become even more polarizing. And there's going to be some difficulties there because, like, if you have a group of people that are living heaven on earth and it just feels fucking amazing and they're doing these amazing things and they're full of joy, and then you have these people that are living hell on earth and that is going to be more charged this year, it's going to be harder for those two people to talk to each other. So kind of what has to happen is the people that are living hell on earth, they kind of have to hit enough of a rock bottom to where they want to do inner work, they want to change things, they want to start sourcing their own sense of inner authority from themselves. So instead of like giving their authority away to people that they think know more than them, to empire, to hierarchies, they start trusting their intuition, following their intuition, because our intuition will always lead us to heaven on earth, ultimately. So intuition is like a really big key here. To get out of hell on earth, step number one is establishing a line to your intuition. And then doing the work to do it, because it does take work to see your own biases, to see your own blind spots, to see your beliefs, to see your behaviors, and then starting to change those and having a fundamental understanding that you manifest your reality. And I'm not talking like super, I'm not even really talking like super woo. I'm just like saying like you create what you believe is possible for you. That's at the core of manifestation. So if you think a life, if you think heaven on earth is not possible on you, given our current state of affairs, you will never create heaven on earth. So you have to first change that belief of what's possible. So as I'm going through these four themes, here's what I want you to keep in mind is that I think the majority of people that listen to this podcast are going to be more in the heaven on earth, or at least have like dipped your toe into that. So you kind of have this basic understanding of I create my reality and life gets better and better and better the more inner work that I do and the more I believe it can get better and better and better. I think that's where a large majority, like 90% of my listeners, are going to fall. And then some, like 10% of you, are going to fall in the I really feel like I'm living hell on earth. And I just want to say, first of all, like no shame if that is you. Step number one is identifying that you are identifying as that like, oh, I actually like, I would love to believe that I can create heaven on earth, but right now that's just not my life. That's where you have to start, is that awareness in order to change it. Again, I know because I was there for the majority of my life. Like the reason I'm so passionate about helping people create a lit as fuck life and helping people believe that so many amazing things are possible is because I spent the majority of my life just believing that suffering was inevitable and that life was so fucking hard. And like, I was very nihilistic. I was like, what is the point? What is the point? I mean, when you have a significant traumas that happened to you at a really young age, it can be easy to be, or at least it was for me, to be kind of a nihilist. Yeah, and this was with 20 years of therapy. I felt like, what is the point? It is possible for anyone to change that. I've helped so many people now change that mindset, free themselves from this cage of thinking that life is just suffering, free themselves from this defensive posture of having to guard and protect yourself and be constantly in a fight or flight mode because life has been so hard for you. There is a way out of that. There is a way out of that. And please, if you haven't worked with me as one of my clients, I would encourage you to consider doing that this year. I have several courses if you go to the Transformation School and look at courses. I also do some kind of like high-level coaching. So reach out to me if you don't know what a good fit for you might be. You can use my contact form on my website, or you can contact me through Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. I want to be here to support you because this is a really important year to differentiate yourself. If you're feeling like you're in that 10% of people that feels like you're living hell on earth, there is a way to change that. You don't have to stay there. Ugh, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. Now, the other thing I want to say is if you're in the 90% where you're like, okay, yeah, I know that I create my own heaven on earth, it is so natural to sometimes pop over and have days, sometimes even weeks, maybe for some of you months, where it feels like it's hard to do that. And you're kind of slipping back into this like, you're feeling blocked, you're trying to get to the next level of consciousness. And sometimes when we're trying to up level some of our old blocks, blind spots, biases, beliefs, behaviors, will pop up and it can be hard to break through them. And so we can have these moments where we're dipping into, this is hell on earth. This is really difficult. I'm really experiencing something really hard. And so it's just important to realize like that sometimes that happens, you know, sometimes we slip into that other house and that's when we have to use our tools. That's when we have to listen to this episode again to remind ourselves that we can get back to the heaven on earth perspective. As I go through these four themes, some of them, there's going to be a differentiation between how the theme is going to affect you based on which house you're in. And that's why I wanted to preface it with this, all this information up front. Because if you are in the this is hell on earth house, the theme is going to affect you drastically differently than if you are this is heaven on earth house. Okay? So I know that was like a huge kind of background, but like that's one of the most important things that's happening in 2026. And then it's only, my sense is it's only going to get stronger as the years progress. 2027 is going to be a huge, huge, huge shift, big year. And we're going to really feel that polarization even more in 2027. So this has already been happening, but it's going to get even stronger in 2026. I think it's important that I share that. I just feel like it's part of the main message here is like, yo, in 2026, you could be talking to your friend, your loved one, your next door neighbor, and they're going to be living on a different planet than you. It's going to be that different. It's going to feel so different. And I've already experienced this. I experience this frequently, but like it's going to feel even more polarizing, charged in 2026, where you're going to be like, what planet is this person living on? And it's going to be like you're talking past each other because it's going to feel that different. Just know that whichever house you're in, understand that the person that's in the other house is going to be having this insanely different experience than you in 2026 than you're experiencing. Okay. So when I shared that the overall theme is spiritual rebirth, which is an opportunity to remove all that ails you, health ailments, beliefs, whatever is making you feel like you're not living heaven on earth, this is a sacred time warp to release these lies and step into truth. That life is what you make of it and you really can create heaven on earth. This is for both people in both houses. It's for the people that really that are living hell on earth to let them know that, yo, this is like the year you can change everything for yourself. And then it's for the people that feel like they're going back and forth between houses, right? This is your year to solidify yourself more in the heaven on earth house. So you feel more integrated there, more safe there, more solid there, more steady there. And then for those of you that are like, I'm almost always living in the heaven on earth house. This is a year for you to just, whoa, like, okay, how far can you go? How far can you go with manifesting your dream life? How far can you go with creating this heaven on earth and showing others that it's possible as well? Because the firework, the explosion for you is going to be, I never thought it could be this much heaven. Like I never thought it could be this good. And that's the good news. So let's dive into it because this ties directly into theme number one. Theme number one is lack or abundance. Which will you choose? Lack or abundance. Which will you choose? Again, 2026, total split of humanity. Total split of humanity. The key here is to recognize that shifting from lack to abundance, from hell on earth to heaven on earth, is an inside job. It's an inside job first. If you've done the work, you're going to think life is amazing. If you haven't, you'll only see what's limiting you and what's not working. And life will feel like suffering. Something that's going to be really strong in 2026 is what I would call like a distorted thinking field, where you're going to have a temptation to believe what's not true. So there's going to be kind of so much chaos and sort of difficult things that happen in the collective with the earth, earthquakes, potentially something like a tsunami, just flooding, things that happen within the earth. I'm feeling earthquakes. And also things that you see on the news, just chaos. Like, this isn't new, okay? If you're like, what? This isn't new. You, by the way, you've been conditioned to hold more chaos since 2020. Like, 2020 onward has been, every year has been essentially more and more chaos, but you're now conditioned to tolerate it more. So it's, I wouldn't say like this year's going to be shocking in terms of the chaos. I think it's just going to be an increased amplification of what it's been every other year, but you're not going to notice it as much maybe as you have in the past because you've been conditioned to hold more chaos. But there will be a temptation this year because there is a certain degree of chaos to essentially shift into groupthink. So it's kind of like when there's, especially if you're in that house of hell on earth and things are really difficult for you, we reach the edge of our nervous system capacity. And what happens at that edge is that we want someone to come in and take care of us and to tell us what to do and get to give us explanations for everything. And a lot of times who does that is empire. People in leadership positions, they'll tell us certain things. And if you are kind of asleep, if you haven't done inner work, if you're not plugged into your intuition, you will often take that as fact without evaluating it yourself. And that's where like groupthink comes in. So there's this distorted thinking field, a temptation to believe what's not true. And within that, you'll have this pull towards victim mentality, which means that you're going to be blaming others around you. And if someone in a leadership position offers to you like, oh, the reason this is happening or the reason this is so hard is because this person or this group or whatever, you're going to be more likely to believe that because it's going to give you a sense of instant relief rather than pausing and being like, hold on, is that even true? Like, is what this person, no matter how high up they are, is this person telling me the truth? Are they lying? Are they maybe just think they're telling the truth, but they're misinformed? Like, what feels true to me in my body? Additionally, with the rise of AI, there's going to be so much confusing fake shit out there. I mean, there's already so much fake stuff on social media. I mean, now, like when I'm scrolling through my post, I'm like, I don't even know what's real anymore. And that's going to become ever more heightened in 2026. And you're going to not know what's real. And that in and of itself is going to feel like chaos and confusion. And that is why, again, intuition is such a core theme to 2026. Like, you have to know how to tap into your intuition. You have to know what feels resonant and what feels true to you, because we no longer have, I want to say luxury or privilege to know what's true versus false. But actually, I think like a lot of the things that we've been told are true in the past aren't actually even true. So we no longer have, I guess, some sort of authority to tell us what's true and false. We have to start investigating that for ourselves. We have to build our own level of discernment and wisdom. And in 2026, you have to do that. You have to get that on board. And if you don't, then you're going to be subject to groupthink. You're going to get sucked into things that really aren't true. You're going to be more likely to believe things that aren't true. Okay. And this leads to things like a sense of mass hysteria. And I don't mean mass hysteria in terms of people are hysterical, but let me put it this way. This will happen in a low-key way. This isn't going to be really overt. It's not like people are going to be hysterical. It's not like people are going to think they're living in chaos. Like I said, you've been conditioned to hold more chaos over the last 6 years. So you won't even realize this is happening. You'll just be uncomfortable and you're going to be more likely to just believe shit. So 2026, you just really need to put your thinking cap on. And when I say thinking cap, I don't even really mean that. What I mean is like, you need to plug into your intuition and learn how to trust your intuition. I teach people how to do that. As a big part of what I do is teach people how to plug into their intuition. Check out my course, Intuition Beyond. I'll probably run it multiple times in 2026. It's literally never been more important in the world or for you. Now, those that in 2026, along with this theme number one, those that are more awakened and self-aware will rise and have more people following them. So people are going to be looking for people that are awakened, especially if you're like, let's say, oh, I just moved. I moved from this house of life feels like hell on earth to, oh, I actually think that life can feel like heaven on earth. The people that have been in that space for a while, that have already been creating their heaven on earth for a while, your voice is going to be even stronger in 2026 and you will amass a bigger following. And that's good. We want those people to lead, right? But also, it's going to happen on the opposite direction too. So people that really believe that Earth is a total shit show and there's nothing good happening, and those voices will probably amass a bigger following as well. Again, this is like humanity being split into two different groups, and they're both going to get stronger in 2026. A big thing you want to think about in 2026 is what is truth? What is truth? Am I plugged into my intuition? Do I know how to practice discernment? And what world am I living in? Am I living in the heaven on earth or hell on earth? And I just want to say that, like, both feel true to both groups. Like, the people that are living hell on earth, they're going to have a million reasons why that feels true to them. And it does feel true to them because they're making it true. Like, it is true for them. And those that are living heaven on earth, again, because they believe life can be different and because they've unlocked creator mentality and they are living in abundance, it's going to be true for them to live an abundant life. Now, a really important part of this is, like I was saying, and this is why I felt like I needed to share this, is that the people that are living hell on earth, they're going to get to a point of such extreme chaos and confusion. And it's not like, again, it's not like they're going to realize they're at an extreme because they've been conditioned to hold more chaos and confusion. So it's going to be subtle. There's going to be an undertone of it. They're going to be in so much of it, though, that it's ultimately going to lead them to a rock bottom, which will give them an opportunity, a portal to shift into change and clarity. And again, like, even if you identify as the person that is living heaven on earth, you can have moments of this, and that's totally normal, where something, maybe like a limiting belief that you have, you get really lost in, and you have these moments of kind of chaos and confusion with them. But it's so much, like, sometimes chaos and confusion aren't a bad thing because they lead us to so much disorientation that eventually the disorientation pushes us into change and clarity. Sometimes it's a loss of our center that helps us find a new center. So a phrase I'm getting, and this is kind of an interesting phrase, but the phrase I'm getting for the newer one is like, tipping of the scales, change is assured. Tipping of the scales, change is assured. We'll see how that lands for the year. The beautiful thing about theme number one, lack or abundance, which will you choose, is so many people this year will be finding a new way forward. There's going to be a return to love, a softening, a return to the connection to our bodies, a realization that inner work is the key to the journey, putting down defenses, releasing the sword, and going on an inner journey to find the answers you seek moving forward. And I just see, like, so many people turning towards the light, turning towards this notion that heaven can exist on earth. And that's going to be one of the most beautiful things that happens in 2026. And like I said, if you already identify as somebody that is living heaven on earth, you're going to turn towards the light even more. So this applies to you as well. You're just going to move into more abundance. And this is where that, again, that firework energy comes in. Is like, it's an explosion. So there's fire starter energy that moves you and supports you into that shift. But the thing I just want to pull focus on before we move away from theme number one is that it's a choice. Lack or abundance, which will you choose? So if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I feel like mostly I'm just suffering and like life is hard and I do feel like things don't work out for me and I feel like I don't have enough and I feel like the world is in, there's nothing good happening. You get to choose if you want to stay in that mentality or if you want to shift it. And the first step towards shifting it is just acknowledging that you want to. Acknowledging where you're at and acknowledging that you want to. And I swear, once you do that, you will start to find next steps forward. And again, this is what I specialize in at thetransformationschool.com. So please use me as a resource and check out my courses. Lack or abundance, which will you choose? Okay, so the beginning overall theme and that theme number one are really going to be what takes up the majority of this episode. Themes number two, three, and four are going to move much quicker. So let's blow through those themes now. Let's take a slow deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out. All right, now theme number two is reinvention energy, new paradigms, new you. Oh, I love this theme. This theme was coming in December of 2025. As well. And it's just starting right away as we step into 2026, reinvention and energy, new paradigms, new you. So first of all, there's an influx of deep healing energy, which is going to help, you know, with theme number one too, where it's encouraging deep healing and encouraging you and supporting you in changing old stories and living life new. So in any area of your life where you're thinking like, this is hell, or like, I don't like this, or I feel stuck, you're going to ask yourself, is there another way? And in the ways that you're already feeling expanded, this reinvention energy is going to help you to expand even more. It's going to help that abundance get even sweeter. For a lot of you, you spent this 9 year of 2025 shedding a lot, like shedding so much, letting go of so much. And as we enter into 2026 and then, you know, move through the year, you get to see what's new. You get to see what this reinvention energy is. You get to see what the new paradigm is for you. And so the thing I want to say to you about this reinvention energy, new paradigms, new you, is you want to actually let it emerge through you. Don't force the new. And by that, I mean, let life surprise you. Let the universe surprise you. Let you surprise you. Don't think that you have the exact picture or that you know exactly how this is going to go or you know the exact version of you that's coming through. Allow there to be room for surprise or subtleties or shifts that you weren't expecting. So you want to just let all the newness that's coming through, all the new paradigms, the new versions of you, the yumminess that's going to occur for you in your life, the manifestations, all of that, just let it come through in its own timing, you know, meaning like don't grip, don't force, don't control, don't coerce, don't force things. Now I'm getting that there's going to be new paradigms and new shifts coming through for the collective, the world as a whole, and for you personally. And it's interesting because I'm getting that there's an energetic difference between the two. So first of all, you know, after we shift from a 9 year to a 1 year, there can be kind of a messiness in the newness of it all. And it's like shifting out of almost like a fall, winter into like a spring or summer. And spring itself is messy. It's watery. It's muddy. It's just messy. And sometimes it's unpredictable. Just like a birth. Okay. So the overall theme of the year is spiritual rebirth. So births are messy. So in the collective, there's going to be some messy birthing of new systems, new ways of doing things that are going to try to come through. And the energy that I'm getting for 2026 for the collective as a whole, so like systems, the way that systems work in the world and the shifts that we're going to see in the world is it's very much like a spring energy. So it's going to be really messy and chaotic and not clear. I want to say a little bit more clear than 2025, because that's when things were shedding and really things can be unclear then. So maybe a pathway is going to be made known. Like I'm talking like, let's say maybe financial systems or just the way the world works, new systems for businesses, that kind of thing, can emerge in 2026. New applications for AI is going to be huge for 2026, but it's going to be messy. So it's going to be like a spring energy. So spring energy is when things are birthing, things are new, things are budding, but it's like really messy. And then summer energy is when things are really flowing. So it's like the kinks have been worked out and we're starting to flow. So overall for the collective, 2026 is going to feel like a spring, but for you personally, it's going to be spring summer. So it's going to be like, there's a period of 2026, which will feel messy, but then there's going to be part of your life that you're going to be able to shift into a summer in 2026. That's going to vary for everyone in terms of like when they shift from spring to summer and what areas of your life you're shifting from spring to summer in. Like, for instance, maybe a new aspect of your business emerges for the first 3 to 4 months of 2026, and all of a sudden it feels like, ooh, you're off like a rocket and things are really smooth for like the last 8 months of the year and you're in a summer in your business. But maybe like your relationship is totally different. Maybe it's a spring almost all the way through 2026. But all up, there's the potential for you to be in both a spring and summer of 2026. So you want to harness that energy, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, look at where in your life new things are possible, new things can be birthed, and how you can let them be messy at first until everything gets clarified and starts moving more smoothly into like a summer flowy energy. Theme number two, reinvention energy, new paradigms, new you. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Theme number three is year of devotion and heartfelt community. I'm definitely seeing like connection forming. 2026, just new connections forming. I think because of the rise of AI and people not knowing what's real, they're going to want more in-person connection. They're going to want more realness, more rawness. And there's going to be a draw towards community. Not in like necessarily a, especially if you're living in that house of like heaven on earth. Okay, let's take it from that perspective. So if you really believe that, you know, you can create your own reality, for you, the Drata community is not going to be so much a codependent merging of like groupthink communities, but more so, I want to be in a community that lets me shine, that lets me be my authentic self, that sees me for who I am. And I want to be in a community of like-minded people. And together we have these like spiritual, like-minded communities that are coming together, that are strengthening one another, that are lifting each other up. There's like a spiritual up-leveling supported by community that raises your frequency higher and higher and higher together. So this is really the year to find your soul family. And this is a beautiful year for fortuitous collaborations, for people that are like-minded, you know, similar level to you. And I don't want to touch on this too much, but if you're feeling like hell on earth, then also you may be driven to community as well, but it's going to be more of kind of a toxic energy, because there's going to be more groupthink. There's going to be less of you sourcing your own intuition. It's going to be more you giving your power away. It's like these groups where people aren't individualizing, they aren't thinking for themselves. And so that's going to exist in the world as well. I think for the majority of you listening to this episode, it's not existing for you, but I think it's important for you to understand that that is existing. So if you see groups of people that are rising up in anger, just recognize that they're living in hell. They're living hell on earth. And that's why they're joining together. And that's just what happens sometimes. And it's possible it's going to happen for 2026. But for you listening, where I want your focus to be is that this is a really important year to find my soul family. This is an important year to open myself up, be myself in the world. When you shine really bright, your soul family can find you. If you're hiding parts of yourself, your soul family can't find you. So you just want to shine brighter and brighter and brighter so your soul family can find you. And then you're going to find so much joy and benefits of being with the soul family, where you guys are all going to rise up together in frequency and joy and love and abundance and vitality. And I want to touch on year of devotion. So it's like just looking at where, what your heart is desiring, what you want to be devoted to. There's just a supportive energy for you to be devoted to something. And I really feel like that's togetherness. It's like connection to other humans. Theme number three, year of devotion and heartfelt community. And also with this fortuitous collaborations, just keep this in mind as well for 2026, that if you've been someone that hasn't collaborated a lot with other people in the past, that maybe this is a good year for you to experiment with that a little bit more and play with some, you know, very boundaried, energetically equal in terms of your energetic exchange and the reciprocity for collaborations for 2026, because I feel like those would be fortuitous for you. Okay, let's take a slow deep breath into that and a big exhale out. Last theme number four, where your attention goes, energy flows. What story are you writing and how are you contributing and impacting others and the earth? Where your attention goes, energy flows. What story are you writing and how are you contributing and impacting others and the earth? This is just a really important reflection to ask yourself through all of 2026, because as humanity is splitting and the polarity, the charges of those two splits is intensifying, it's important that you're kind of like on the right side of change. And again, like no shame. It's not like you're necessarily, how do I put this? When you live hell on earth, unfortunately, it's harder for you to spread joy and spread hope because you're feeling so low. Right? It's hard for someone that's in despair, in depression, anger, to spread hope and joy and to spread new creative ideas, to have new creative solutions, to make a positive impact in the world that will have a ripple effect. So it's an inside job first, again. So you have to commit to doing that inner work. And again, this can be for you, like this can be for all of us throughout 2026, because we'll have low moments. And in those low moments, you want to do the work so that you can get back to this sense of like heaven on earth. And then you want to ask yourself, how am I contributing? How am I in this divine orchestra? What note am I playing? And how is that having like a ripple effect? And how am I impacting the world at large? And the sense that I'm getting is like, this really important energy of recognizing that one person literally can change the world because there is a ripple effect from all the actions that you take every single day. We're not living on these individual islands. Okay, we're all connected. We're all ultimately one. And you can change the world, and it's so important that you do. It's so important that you recognize how beautiful, how amazing, how special you are. It's so important that you recognize what your gifts are so that you can share your gifts with the world. It's so important that you shine in the world so that you can be a beacon of light to inspire others to do the same as well. And of course, where your attention goes, energy flows, is all about like, what are you focused on? What is the work that you're doing in the world? How are you raising the frequency, the vibration of the world through the love that you're putting into it, through this devoted, loving energy that you're sharing with those in your life, through the work that you do, through the things that you say? You know, it's like thinking about everything that we're doing as energy. If I'm gossiping, even if that person never hears what I say that I'm gossiping about, it's still a dark energy. Like, it's still a low vibration that I'm now putting into the world. How can I shift my focus away from that into maybe talking about something that is inspiring me or something that I hope to do in the world, which is raising the frequency, the vibration of the world? As we move through the next several years, those that have done a lot of inner work and that are living heaven on earth are going to become more and more crucial and critical to the evolution of the earth, to the evolution of our planet. It is so important that you recognize your importance and that you speak up, because you're the one that's going to change the world. You're the one that's going to raise everyone else up. You're the one that's going to show the people that are struggling, that are in despair, that feel like they're living hell on earth, that there is another way. If we don't raise up and show people that there is another way, who will? If not you, then who? And if not now, then when? And there's this firework energy that is supporting you in doing so. You are supported. The universe has your back. What story are you writing, and how are you contributing and impacting others in the earth? Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Before I just summarize all of this for you and set you on your way to live an amazing, beautiful, fiery as fuck 2026, right now, who drops into your mind, onto your heart, that could really use this episode? Whoever's name, face, appears, or whoever you see or hear, forward this episode to them, because I promise you, they can use it. There's going to be something in here for them. And be sure that you are subscribed, following the podcast. I do energy updates every single month, which will deeply, deeply, deeply support you every single month. Don't miss those. Hit follow, hit subscribe right now to the show. This year, it depends on which house you're living in, right? It depends on how you've split. But this year is going to be full of a little bit of reactivity, maybe some panic, grief, smoke and mirrors, some trickster energy, confusion and chaos. It's going to be a year of inner work, reprogramming, reinvention, heaven on earth, ecstasy, growth, expansion, and rebirth. Rebirth. I feel like the spiritual community, especially spirituality as a whole, is going to have this massive rebirth this year. People are going to take things like intuition, psychic gifts, way more seriously. And people are going to want to find some spiritual teachers, and they're going to want to look at themselves as a spiritual teacher and start trusting themselves and develop a whole new level of intuition and discernment themselves so they know what is true for them. This is a year to be bold, to make bold moves. This is a year of big shifts, of destiny unfolding, paths that maybe we were always destined to walk down, unveiling themselves to us. It's a year of twists and turns. It's the year of firework, of the fire horse. It's the year of the fire element coming in through Aries and Jupiter and Leo. It's a 1 year, new starts, new directions, creative visions. All of this is just explosive and amazing. So much potential. The overall theme of the year is spiritual rebirth. There's such a potential here for you to really create a brand new path and unveil a new you that you don't even know what that version of you is going to be like yet, but it's going to be unveiled and it's going to be amazing. Theme number one is lack or abundance. Which will you choose? Remember that this is a choice. Ultimately, it's a choice, And if you want to live heaven on earth, there's a path to get there. And if you're already living heaven on earth, then just lean the fuck in because it's going to get so good for you. It's going to get so good for you. Theme number two, reinvention energy, new paradigms, new you. Let it be messy at first. That's normal. Don't grip, don't control, don't coerce. Let there be surprises. Theme number three, year of devotion and heartfelt community. Allow yourself to connect with others in a very clean, boundary, non-codependent way, and let yourself experiment with some collaborations. This is a year of really fortuitous collaborations. And theme number four, where your attention goes, energy flows. What story are you writing and how are you contributing and impacting others and the earth? You are important. Your light, your vibe, your frequency is important, especially if you've done the work and you want to rise up. You want to share with others the fact that heaven on earth is possible. You can do that through just living an abundant, joyful life and letting other people just witness that in you. You can do that by just shining really bright, by being really expressive, by being artistic, by being creative, by just being yourself so bright. Or you can also do that by actually speaking about it out loud. But you are important. We need to see you shine. We need to see you shine. And remembering that it's a choice for all of us this year, which house we're living in. In every passing moment, you could be in either house. Where your attention goes, energy flows. So which house are you choosing today in this moment? It's a choice. It's always a choice. And you're going to feel that even more like aggressively in 2026. So you're going to choose heaven on earth. You're going to find the tools that you need. You're going to work with me at the Transformation School. If you need my tools, if you need my support, if you need my courses, if you need my coaching, you're going to join with a group of other people that want to create heaven on earth as well. You guys are going to have creative ideas and solutions. You're going to create amazing things in the world. You're going to manifest the most wild shit. This year is going to be like the biggest heaven on earth that you've ever experienced because you believe it's possible and that's where your attention is going. So that's where your energy is flowing and that's what life is going to give you. If you have hard moments, you're not going to shame yourself for them. You're just going to move through them. You're going to breathe through them. You're going to feel your feelings. You're going to do the work and then you're going to come back into alignment with the true you. You're going to let spring unfold, this new version of you unfold, your new life unfold. You're going to let it be messy. You're going to lean in. You're going to be bold. You're going to be courageous. And you're going to step into this new spiritual rebirth, new paradigm that 2026 has in store for you and for all of us. So from my heart to yours, let's make 2026 the best year ever. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit. And leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.